to the Confident Healer Podcast. This is your hostess, Sharmila Mali, your self-love expert and also the creator of the Confident Healer Program. It's a new 9-month training where you'll get certified in Reiki levels 1 and 2 and learn intuitive healing. More on that later. So we are continuing with the Ask the Akashic Record series. This is part 4. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask the Akashic Records, or you have a suggestion for a topic for the podcast, please email me. I love hearing from you. Email me info@ohireiki.com. The email will also be in the show notes. Okay, let's get started. So I asked what the energy for this week is. So this is the week of March 20th to the 26th. It's on paper. So this time I wrote it down. So I opened the records of Ancient Mother and I asked, what is the energy for the week of March 20th through the 26th, so this whole week, starting from Sunday to Saturday. Peace. Finding peace on earth. A plot of land in the park. Find nature and sit or lie down on the earth and feel her earth. Feel her peace and match your heart, mind, your being with the earth. If everyone who hears this does this simple exercise, we'll add to the reservoir of love to the earth, and earth will amplify this love back to you and every living being on earth. It's that simple. You will feel her peace becoming one with you, and you can do this every day this week. This helps to move your human stagnant energies, move through joy, sorrow, sadness, depression, and all the excess energies that have collected in your body and energetic field. The rumble inside you will softly land on the shores of earth. Your being will draw in that serenity, stillness wave, and let it cleanse you. Okay, so the second question I asked Ancient Mother, what does the world need to know about the week, this week from March 20th through the 26th. It will be tumultuous. Fiery Aries will bring about an energy of getting into the core of the shadows in your heart, your soul. Everyone will be more uncomfortable, but the remedy of this natural cycle is to do what we suggested or find a way to bring in balance in your favorite way. A good walk in some trees. Is that what I said? Some trees around water, listening to the sounds of the natural rhythm of nature. Remember your light, a vessel of unconditional love so large it's hard to fathom, which makes most of you fear it. Makes most of you hide from it because you feel unworthy or doubt such a magnitude of pure light of unconditional love is possible or exists. So that is the energy of the week, and that is also what we need to know about this week. And let's see. The next question is, what are the Akashic Records? I wasn't going to answer that because I had answered that in one of the episodes, but this is the answer from Ancient Mother, because I'm not sure. I don't remember whose records I was opening. I don't know if it was Akasha or the founders, but let's ask Ancient Mother, what are the Akashic Records? The Akashic Records are the energies of every soul, every molecule. It's an energy for your consciousness to tap into, another way of getting guidance. And so the records isn't a place, it's an energy. It's beyond a thing. Some people can hold it. Some people can, it seems tangible, but it's an energy that everything is connected to that's on planet Earth and beyond. She's saying it's formed when molecules started to communicate with each other. Molecules and atoms clashing, that's a form of communication. Wow, that's really interesting. Let's see, what else does Ancient Mother have to say about the Akashic Records? What are the Akashic Records? So because it's an energy, if you're seeking guidance, the answer will be different because of where you're at, where you are in your life, the energy of who you are in that moment. And they want to explain that it's not just something you can find out about past lives. You absolutely can. It's a way of tapping into where your soul's point of origin is and getting that perspective, because that is a very macro, large view of things. And when you contact the Akashic Records, getting the information when you're communicating, sometimes some of it makes sense and sometimes it's like, what? But eventually you start to comprehend the communications that you have received. So the Akashic Records are an energy created by molecules, and they're joined by other energies that you can tap into. And it's just a way, the records are just a way, it's not a filing system, it's just a way of making it more tangible. Maybe it should be called the Akashic Energy. That's interesting too. I hope that helps. They can be, the answer is going to be so, it's like a riddle. Oh yeah, that's right. One more thing, I'm not going to close the records just yet. I have one more question here because I realized that I got an email and I answered this person and I asked permission. I was like, oh, can I ask this? Can I talk about it on the podcast? So I'm going to ask Ancient Mother since I've got her attention. Okay, so this person sent me an email from South Africa, and this person wanted to know, however, I find I always get the opposite answer to whatever eventually happens, even when I douse. What am I doing wrong? Are you able to check if there are blockages? So this person uses a pendulum and wants to know why they get an answer and then eventually it's the opposite. So Ancient Mother, does this person have any blockages when they're using the pendulum? And the answer is yes. The blockage is having a lot of expectation, which will affect the flow of the pendulum. And so there's expectations that need to be managed before using the pendulum, because that's going to affect. So if you are counting on it to give you an answer to make yourself feel, or the other person feel good about it, and then later on you might feel disappointment because you're getting the opposite answer. It's just the expectation, and that can be easily managed through clearing yourself before you do it, or posing a question in a different way. And if you find that you have too much of an expectation, is to wait or ask somebody else to use that uses a pendulum that knows how to douse to get an answer, because you're too close to it. Even if you don't know the person, you want, the overarching theme is just expecting to help them and get the answer that they're seeking. And that's the thing when you get a reading or use the pendulum, is that the answer you may be expecting may not always be what you want to hear, but is what you need to hear. And so managing those expectations, again, clearing yourself, grounding yourself, and exercising having no attachment, which may be hard, but you can do it. It just might take some effort for you, for this particular person. So I want to ask, so how does this person learn non-attachment. By remembering why you wanted to get into using the pendulum to help people, not to give them what they want to hear, but give them the information that will help them, whether they want to hear it or not. They came to you, or you're asking, because you want to connect and trust your intuition. So managing your expectations by practicing non-attachment is to bring joy back in and lightness, and not thinking that, okay, I want to give the best answer. I want them to be happy. You can't place your wants on them, even though they're placing their wants on you and are expecting you to give them some type of hope. But your job is to be of service and to help. And even though you are offering hope, sometimes they may disagree with your brand of hope when they're accessing, you know, your intuition. And that's okay. That's okay, because it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with what their expectations are. So practicing non-attachment is just finding joy in why you're using the pendulum, bringing back to yourself why you wanted to use this tool. It works very well for you. It's just the expectation is affecting the answer that you're getting. All right, so now I'm going to end the reading. Thank you so much for listening. That's this week's podcast this is the fourth of Ask the Akashic Records series. Again, if you have any questions you'd like to ask the Akashic Records, or have a suggestion of a topic you'd like to hear, please send me an email, info@ohireiki.com. You know, I love to hear from you. And also, I'm going to be talking about my upcoming Confident Healer Training Certification with Reiki Levels 1, 2, and 3. It's a 9-month program. I'll be talking about that in an upcoming episode, so watch out for that. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok, Facebook, to find out more about my upcoming Confident Healer Training certification to be a healer and certified in Reiki Levels 1 and 2 and 3. Okay, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? 1, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And 2, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show, and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.